What's your side, James?
I mean, my side is that I wrote a memoir. You know, I never expected the book to come under the type of scrutiny that it has. A memoir, the word literally means my story. A memoir is a subjective retelling of events.
But it's supposed to be factual events. I mean, a memoir is a form of biography.
Yeah, I mean, a memoir is within the genre of nonfiction. I don't think it's necessarily appropriate to say I've conned anyone. You know, the book is 432 pages long. The total page count of disputed events is 18, which is less than 5% of the total book. You know, that falls comfortably within the realm of what's appropriate for a memoir.
But James, with the kind of incredible life you've had, why embellish anything?
I mean, I've acknowledged that there were embellishments in the book, you know, that I've changed things, that in certain cases things were toned up, in certain cases things were toned down, that names were changed, that identifying characteristics were changed. You know, there's a great debate about memoir and about what should be most properly served, the story or, you know, some form of journalistic truth. You know, memoirs don't generally come under the type of scrutiny that mine has. You know,
it's not. But people reading a memoir expect it to be the true story, whether it's Alan Alda doing a memoir of his life or James Fry doing a memoir of his, that the facts written down are as they happened. Or their perception of their happening.
I mean, it's an individual's perception of what happened in their own life. This is my recollection of my life. You know, a lot of the events I was writing about took place between 15 and 25 years ago. A lot of the events took place while I was under the influence of drugs and alcohol. You know, I still stand by my book. I still stand by the fact that it's my story and that it's a truthful retelling of the story.
Are you surprised at the furor?
I am surprised. I mean, I've been surprised over and over again throughout this whole process. I've been surprised by the success of the book. I've been surprised by the reaction to the book. I've been surprised by the furor related to the book, especially considering I acknowledged that I had changed things. I had never.
You did at the beginning?
I have, at various points all along the course of the publication and promotion of the book, talked about.
Did you tell Oprah that?
I don't remember specifically what I told Oprah. I mean, I've certainly told her producers that, you know, things were altered in the book, that I made changes to the book, that, you know, sometimes those changes were made in order to protect the identities of specific individuals. That sometimes things were changed because they were too ridiculous. Sometimes things were changed for simple reasons of efficiency. You know, there's one example of a change I made where I talk about a gash I had, a cut that I received. You know, in the book I say I cut my cheek. In reality, what happened is when I fell down, my lower teeth tore up my lip and penetrated it in two separate places. I received the stitches I talked about receiving, but in the book I say I cut my cheek.
Why?
Because it's a lot easier than saying over and over again that I cut the area between my lower lip and my chin. You know, I believe that the essential truth of the event remains. There was a large cut on my face.
Are you saying the essential truth of this book you stand by 100%?
Absolutely. I mean, the book is about drug and alcohol addiction.
Of which you were addicted to both.
Yeah. Nobody's disputing that I was a drug addict or an alcoholic. Nobody was disputing that I spent a significant period of time in a treatment center. You know, five pages at the beginning of the book and five pages at the end of the book are the only parts of the book that don't take place in a treatment center.